Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar and today we're Zechus Tainus Daf Chav Zayin, the fourth parak B'Shlosha Prakim. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The Gemara discusses the background for the 24 Mishmaros. Rav Chama Bar Guria said, in the name of Rav, Moshe Tikkun Lahem Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe instituted for Yisrael eight Mishmaros, four from the family of Elazar and four from the family of Itamar. Ba'Shmuel B'Hamidin Al Sheish Yisrael. Shmuel came and established a total of 16. Ba'David B'Hamidin Al Esmin Ba'Arba. David came and established a total of 24. The Gemara brings up Rice with a different background from the Mishmaros. Moshe instituted 16 Mishmaros, 8 from the family of Elazar and 8 from the family of Itamar. When the descendants of Elazar became more numerous than the descendants of Itamar, they divided the Mishmaros again and established 24, 16 for Elazar and 8 for Itamar. When the Gemara suggests that the Brice is the Tiyuf to the Rav Chama Bar Guria, it answers that he could say that it's a Malchukas Tanaim as to how many Mishmaros Moshe initially established. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar that were not located in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breshis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breshis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said in the name of Ravasi, Imali Ma'amados Oniskamu Shmai Ma'arts. If not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbanos that the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. For when Avram Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch B'ma'ida Ki Roshana, how will I know that I'm to inherit Eretz Yisrael? He was really asking, how will the Jewish people be saved from destruction if they sin and not meet the same fate of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga? Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Kholi Egel Mishuleshes Ve'ez Mishuleshes. Bring me three calves and three goats, indicating that the Karbanos will save them. Avram then asked that this answer only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash, but what will be when the Beis HaMikdash is not around? Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, Tikanti Lehem Seder Karbanos. I've already prepared for them the Parsha of Karbanos. Whenever they read from them before me, Ma'aleh Ani Alehem Ki'u Hikrivim Lefanai. I'll consider it as if they brought the Karbanos before me, Bani Mokel Lehem Al Karbanosehem. And I will forgive them for all their sins. We see from here that the existence of heaven and earth are connected to our bringing Karbanos. And point number three, the Gemara asks why the Ma'amados did not fast on Sunday. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mifnei HaNotzrim, because of the Nazareans. Rashi says that since they make Sunday a holiday, they would be insulted if the Jews fasted then. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Mifnei Shu Shlishi LeYetzirah, because Sunday is the third day for man's creation, and on the third day, a person is weakest, as learned from the Bris Milah and the people of Shechem. Rish Lakish said that the Neshama Yisera that is placed in a person Erev Shabbos is taken away from him Motzei Shabbos, as the Pasuk states, Shabbos V'Nafash, he rested and was refreshed, which can be darshan to mean, Kaven Shabbos V'Avda Nefesh, once one has rested, meaning after full Shabbos, and now it has gone, woe to the additional soul which is gone. Rashi explains that the word V'Nafash can be a contraction of Vay and Nefesh. Therefore, as a result of the Neshama Yisera leaving him, a person is weaker on Sundays. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara discusses the background for the 24 Mishmaros. Rav Chama Bar Guria said, in the name of Rav, Moshe Tikkun Lahem Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe instituted for Yisrael eight Mishmaros, four from the family of Elazar, and four from the family of Itamar. Ba'Shmuel V'Hamidin Al Sheish Yisrael. Shmuel came and established a total of 16. Ba'David V'Hamidin Al Esrim Ba'Arba. David came and established a total of 24. The Gemara brings up Raisa with a different background from the Mishmaros. Moshe instituted 16 Mishmaros, 8 from the family of Elazar and 8 from the family of Itamar. When the descendants of Elazar became more numerous than the descendants of Itamar, they divided the Mishmaros again and established 24, 16 for Elazar and 8 for Itamar. When the Gemara suggests that the Braisa is a Tiyufta to Rav Chama Bar Guria, it answers that he could say that it's a Malchukas Tanaim as to how many Mishmaros Moshe initially established. Pointing to the Mishnah and say that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar that were not located in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breshis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breshis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said in the name of Ravasi, Imali Ma'amados l'niskamu shemayim ba'aretz. If not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbanos that the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. For when Avram Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'ma'ida ki Roshana, how will I know that I'm to inherit Eretz Yisrael? He was really asking, how will the Jewish people be saved from destruction if they sin and not meet the same fate as the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga? Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Kachali Egel Mishuleshes Ve'ez Mishuleshes. Bring me three calves and three goats, indicating that the Karbanos will save them. Avram then asked that this answer only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But what will be when the Beis HaMikdash is not around? Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered, Kvar Tikkanti Lahem Seder Karbanos. I have already prepared for them the Parsha of Karbanos. Whenever they read them before me, Ma'aleh Ani Alehem Ki'u Hikrivu Lefanai. I'll consider it as if they brought the Karbanos before me. Vani Mochel Lahem Al Karbanosehem. And I will forgive them for all their sins. So we see from here that the existence of heaven and earth are connected to our bringing Karbanos. And point number three, the Gemara asks why the Ma'amados did not fast on Sunday. Rav Yochanan said, Mifnei HaNotzrim, because of the Nazareans. Rashi says that since they make Sunday a holiday, they'd be insulted if the Jews fasted then. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Mifnei Shu Shlishi Yetzirah, because Sunday is the third day for man's creation, and on the third day a person is weakest, as learned from Bris Milah and the people of Shechem. Reish Lakish said that the Neshama Yisera that is placed in a prison Erev Shabbos is taken away from him Motzi Shabbos, as the Pasuk states, Shabbos v'yinafash, he rested and was refreshed, which can be darshaned to mean, Kevin Shabbos v'ay of the nefesh. Once one has rested, meaning after a full Shabbos, and it has now gone, woe to the Neshama Yisera, which is now gone. Rashi explains that the word v'yinafash can be a contraction of v'ay and nefesh. Therefore, as a result of the Neshama Yisera leaving him, a person is weaker on Sundays. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chav Zayin, and our standard simmon is a kazoo, which is a musical toy instrument that kids play with to make a buzzing sound. So Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a massive Omaisa Breshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bamei Eda song, were told they could not play on Sundays, as it would definitely insult the note stream, and they might feel weak after Shabbos. Once again, in slow motion. The 24 groups of kazoo players, that must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The 24 groups of kazoo players, which reminds us of this Malchus and how the Mishmaros grew to eventually becoming 24. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzz a massive Omaisa Breshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bama Eda song, which reminds us that the Mishnah said that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar, that were not located in Yerushalayim, would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breshis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Mamados and Maisa Breshis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav said in the name of Rasi, Yimali Mamados and Niskayim Mishmaim Ba'aretz, if not for the Mamados, referring to the Karbonis that the Mamados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'Ma'ida, he was asking how Klal Yisrael will survive when they sin and there's no Beis Hamikdash and no Karbanos. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he'll consider our learning the parsha of Karbanos as if we had brought them and we will be forgiven. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a massive Omaisa Breshi symphony while one boy sang the Bamei Eda song were told they could not play on Sundays as it would definitely insult the note stream and they might feel weak after Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three reasons why the Mamados don't fast on Sunday, either because of the note stream will be insulted, or it's the third day from our creation and we're weakest then, or because the Neshama Seir has left us Motzi Shabbos, so we are weak on Sundays. So once again, the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a masterful Maisa Breshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bamei Eda song, were told they could not play on Sundays, as it would definitely insult the note stream, and they might feel weak after Shabbos. All right, now it's time for a four blah bah chazara. Daf Chav Gimel. So the simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The former Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. The former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 7 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, which reminds us of the mice with Choni Amago when he fell asleep for 70 years. So the former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who are playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain, which reminds us of the mice with Abba Chilkiah, a grandson of Choni Amago, when he came back from the field and was observed doing strange things, and then he went up to the roof with his wife to daven for rain. And the two reasons he gave why his wife was answered first, either because she's a woman who's typically at home, so when she gives to the poor, they come, she gives them food, and they benefit from it immediately. When he gives money, they have to go first and buy food. Alternatively, she was answered first because she davened that these boors in their neighborhood do tshuva, which they did, whereas he davened that they should die. So the former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors who were playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain was surrounded by children grabbing the hem of his garment and saying to him, Abba, Abba, give us rain, which reminds him of the school children who were sent to Hanan HaNechba, another grandson of Choni Amago, to grab onto his hem and ask him, Abba, Abba, give us rain, in order to soften his heart and increase his kavana in his tefillahs to bring rain. Daf Chav Dalad, so the Sim Daf Chav Dalad is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher, that must be more Daf Chav Dalad, kud, pitcher. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced, which reminds us of Rabbi Yossi of Yukras, who was very strict with his son when his son miraculously produced figs for his father's workers when they were not in season. And he was also harsh on his daughter when he discovered a man who was desirous of her. So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced and brought them to his seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, which reminds us, the Rebbe explained that although Rabbi Yehuda's generation was only provision, really in seder Nezikin, whereas Rabbi's generation was skilled in all six Sedarim, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas they would cry out all day in Tefillah and get no response. So Rebbe concluded that what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly? So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced and brought them to a seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. Which reminds us that beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Yudah said, in the name of Rav, b'chol yom bas kol yotzeis ve'omeretz, every day, a bas kol goes out and says, kolom kolo nizum b'shvil Chanina beni, the entire world is sustained due to Chanina my son, v'chanina beni diel b'kab charuvi me'erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos. And Chanina my son is sustained on one cup of carobs from one erev Shabbos to the next. Daf Chav Hei, so the Sim Daf Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. This silver anniversary party, that must remember Daf Chav Hei. This silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, which reminds us that the Gemara recounts incidents of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's poverty with the bread miraculously being produced in the oven, the golden leg that came down from Shemayim that they returned since it meant that in the future they'd be sitting at a two-legged table, and the story of his daughter who used vinegar instead of oil for Shabbos lech. So this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, which reminds us that the Baskel explained the reason Rabbi Akiva was the answer when he dumped for rain and Rabbi Yezer was not because this one is greater than that one, Ella, Shazem Mavriyam Midosa Vizeh Inu Mavriyam Midosa. Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Akiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, is not. So, this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food, or, after a long delay, after they begged them and apologized for making noise. Which reminds us that Shmuel Katan explained to the people that being answered with rainfall, the day of Atinus, either before sunrise or delayed after Shki, is not a Shevach to them. It's only a Shevach when the Shulik Sibar says Mashiva Ruach, and the winds blow immediately, and then he says Umarita Geshem, and the rains fall immediately. Daf Chavav, so the Simmer Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must be more Daf Chavav. The military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, which reminds us that the Mishnah teaches that the institution of Ma'amados was instituted because it's necessary that the tummy which is brought on behalf of the Jewish people have representatives of the Jewish people there when it's offered. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, which reminds us that the Mishnah lists the five calamities that occurred on Shivat Arba Tammuz and the five that occurred on Tisha B'Av. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, came across a drunken Kohen who was forbidden to bless the people. Which reminds us that the Gemara brings an asmachta that juxtaposes the Kohen Mevarach to the Parsha of Nazir to teach that just as a Nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so to the Kohen that is Mevarach is forbidden to drink wine, Midrabanan. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.